Judging by what legislative leaders have been saying of late, after the mandated contributions are made to the state employee and teacher pension plans, and Kentucky's portion of expanded Medicaid coverage, little, if any, extra funding will remain for other budget items. Sounds downright dire.
Yes, I would say that the financial situation of the state and the challenge of writing a two-year budget in 2016 is at least as challenging as the recession we've just been through. During the previous recession, the state of Kentucky, as with all other states, received stimulus money from Washington. Good or bad, we received a lot of money that helped prop up our schools and our public protection during very, very lean years for the state budget. Now we have a pension issue that is ours. Washington's not going to bail us out. The pension issue is something we've gotten into over a matter of a couple of decades. It's a pretty deep ditch that we find ourselves in, and it's going to take probably 20 to 30 years to climb out of it.
The Senate Majority Floor Leader, Damon Thayer, says that neither a tax increase nor a bonding issue to cover the pension debts is likely. But the money has to come from somewhere. What cuts could the chamber live with?
The current forecast from The Economist is that there will be about $250 to $300 million new dollars. In other words, the economy has produced that much growth. But that's based on a $10 billion budget, so that's 2 to 3% new money for next year. Well, the needs of our two pension systems, the teacher system and then the state and local government workers system, together are about twice that, nearly $600 million. And that's before you get to the Medicaid expansion cost and before you get to the higher education request and the K-12 education request and the need for the corrections system. So, yes, it's a very, very challenging situation. The needs are at least twice what the new money is expected to be, maybe three times as much. Our bond ratings in Kentucky have been downgraded already about three times, and we have been told by the bond experts that if we don't tackle this pension problem in the 2016 legislative session, the bond rating agencies will be unforgiving, and they will lower our bond rating yet again. We can't afford that. That's embarrassing for our financial situation to be noticed by the market so that our bonds are considered substandard.
And for Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, why is that bond rating important?
Well, it costs more to build any public facility, whether it's the University of Kentucky or your local courthouse or city hall or library or water system. It costs more to borrow money, and that's a hidden tax on our public. Plus, if we don't get ourselves out from this pension system, the full faith and credit of the Commonwealth of Kentucky stands behind the promises that we've made to public workers, teachers, and retirees. And so the taxpayers ultimately will have to pay these bills. The question is, how soon will we get back on track, and how much pain can we avoid by tackling it sooner rather than later?